There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, filling in for Joyce Riley on the Power Hour. Thanks for being alongside with Ride. We're taking your call at 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397. Lou is on your radio. Lou, go ahead and finish up, sir. Welcome.
Okay, I drove school busted. I'm 85 years old. Drove school busted in the 70s. These girls are pregnant, and they're going to school to get their education installed. In the school, the lower end, they had, down the basement, they had a nursery for the girls, and upstairs they went up to get their education. But this thing's all based on that time. So I had nine girls that I transferred every day. And out of those nine, the eight were sick as can be, colds and earaches and such. But this one girl, when she went and done, she breastfed her child. No problems at all. That's the immune system.
Amen to that, Lou.
Thank you. You understand what I'm saying? It's in the gut. And all the other kids, I wonder, I guess they're all grown today as young ladies, but in other words, based on that immune system.
You're right about that. Thanks so much for the call, Lou.
Very, very true. That's very important.
Yep. There he goes. Talking about it, ladies and gentlemen. There are natural health and healing solutions that are available to you. And an 85-year-old man just chimed in to say, hey, I've seen it for my whole lifetime. Dave in New York, you're on the radio, sir.
Okay, Sam.
Oh, glad we got you. Sorry about that. I don't know what I did. Sorry.
That's okay. Yesterday, Joyce reported about a fudge vaccine report, and a CDC whistleblower, someone who actually still works for the CDC, is going to be able to come forward and talk about race-based vaccines. Now, I don't know if he's referring to what John Rappaport had on No More Fake News, but in that report, it said that the whistleblower came forward and was redacted on their studies that said that it caused a 300% increase in autism in black children.
Well, let's just start out and say Dave Rappaport, or John Rappaport's information is good, Dave.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, there is a eugenics movement behind this vaccine jab scenario, and it does relate to race divisions. It does relate to vaccines for certain races, for certain purposes, where they can control who has babies and or chemically abort them or prevent them from having children, sterilize them, etc. There are discussions about what can be done to certain races in terms of dumbing their minds down, giving them a chemical surgical phlebotomy, for lack of a better term. There's all kinds of stuff out there that has legs.
Here's the thing that stood out to me is that all of a sudden now they're pushing to get mandatory vaccines. There's a couple of representatives that are pushing to have that passed throughout the country. And then I think that's going to break before they allow this person to talk about race-based, because you want to, really stir the pot and get people that already feel they're, being put upon, tell them that people are actually trying to kill their people or harm them. That's just another little piece of kindling in the bowl there.
It's a great point, and one of the things they're doing too is letting diseases in America that haven't been around for a long time spread, so that they can get the transfer rate among humans, the time to delivery, the etc. As they mix a lot of these toxins together, they're man-made, man creations, man altered and manipulated and chemically induced and etc. GMO type vaccines and diseases, to the point where they want to just experiment and control the outcome for their purposes. They want it to be able to spread fast or slow under their control. They want to be able to give people certain immunities and or take away immunity to certain things. Golly, sorry, the last vaccine we gave everybody did this or that. That's where they're headed with this stuff, with ultimate control of who lives and who dies.
A captured audience and a guaranteed income.
You're right. Couldn't say it better myself. Thank you for your time, sir. He's absolutely on target. By the way, quick pause coming up here in seconds on the Joyce Riley program. The Liberty News Radio is the network that I own. And on that network, me and Kurt do a show called Liberty Roundtable Live. We're going to be simulcasting the Power Hour and Liberty Roundtable Live for the next 2 hours. Our guest coming up in seconds, Shane Harger. We'll get him on as a guest. Take your calls and a whole lot more. You are listening to your favorite talk show on your favorite station.
Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bush, but Kurt Crosby live on Liberty Roundtable Live and filling in for Joyce Reilly's The Power Hour. We're doing an absolute barn burner simulcast of the broadcast today. This is the 5th of February, 2015, and we are indeed live with hour number two for The Power Hour, hour one for Liberty Roundtable Live, and we got radio on the air. We want you to do business with the good guys, to say the least. That means go to thepowermall.com. They got 20% off on many products. I'm telling you right now, Richard Mack books, DVDs, all kinds of healthy herbs. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Check it out today. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. I don't know if this guy's a legend or what. Shane Harger, he's in New Mexico still. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live and the Power Hour, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Talk a little bit further away from your phone because you're too overmodulated. But other than that, my friend, we want to get caught up with what's happening in your life. Man, you've had a roller coaster ride since you decided to get involved with the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, to say the least. You didn't have any idea this was going to happen, did you?
I did not.
What do you think? Looking back, are you kind of going, man, did I make a mistake?
Well, you know, I'm looking back on it saying I had no clue what I was getting into, but I don't regret it at all whatsoever. I've been educated. I've been put into contact with people such as Kurt, yourself, Sheriff Mack, so many others that love liberty. They're willing to stand for liberty at all costs. And they've proven that in my case, when I was attacked for my stance for liberty, people came running to my aid, including Joyce Riley and yourself and many, many others, and it's certainly appreciated. It was well needed, and I plan on returning the favor as soon as I'm able.
Now, there you have it, man. We've got so much stuff in the news. They're really trying to use vaccines to divide us now. They want everybody to be forced to take vaccines. I'm personally against them. I don't believe they're safe or effective, and I can lay out my reasoned arguments very well on the matter. Nevertheless, they're going to use race to divide us. They're going to use male-female relations to divide us. They're going to use vaccines to divide us, the anti-vaxxers. They've created a term now for the truthers, the birthers, the anti-vaxxers, the constitutionalists, and they're trying to eventually use all these keywords to marginalize you to where when they decide to take you out or cause you trouble, everybody will think, oh, that's a ne'er-do-well anti-vaxxer anyway. What do you think of all these divides in America, Shane?
Well, I think it's just that. I think it's a divide-and-conquer strategy. They know that if people come together and stand with one mind and one accord for a common purpose that is a righteous purpose, we can't be stopped, and so therefore they're trying to divide the masses, keep everyone distracted, keep them upset, overwhelmed, so that we can't join forces towards a common cause.
Wow. Let me kind of double down on this vaccine statement a little bit more to kind of make the point. They say they're safe and effective, Kurt, except they're maybe not too good for your ears, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. The news piece, that I see is Dr. McCullough, and, he's interviewing Barbara Lowe Fisher, and what you've got is, the fact is they say 22 times more likely if you vaccinate to have ear infections and all this kind of stuff. Now, the thing is, though, Sam, you got to remember that this is good for big business. I remember the drugstore owner that we dealt with years ago who, we were talking about getting to advertise, and I said, how's business? He said, man, it's great. Everybody's sick. And I just thought, oh, gee, it's kind of a rough business when you got to be in there and have everybody sick to have a good business, you know.
Shane,
that's
what do you
how
think?
They do it.
What do you think, Shane?
Well, I think he's spot on. The fact of the matter is, all five of my sister-in-laws have multiple children, and they run out to get their vaccine. We've warned them time and time again about this, and without exception, all of my nieces, all of my nephews are all sick with flu-like symptoms, measles, earaches, dizziness, And the list goes on and on. And I continue to warn these people, just as I warned Sheriff Mack about the dangers of, these GMO foods and soda pops that he was drinking. And luckily he's trimmed back now that he's had a heart attack. But sometimes people they have to suffer before they realize, hey, these things are not good for me. Why is it every time I take a flu shot, I get the flu? Why is it every year I get sicker and sicker? Our food is our medicine. The body is an amazing thing made by the Creator. And if we'll simply eat the way we're supposed to eat and exercise, we're not going to have health problems.
You got a valid point, Shane, and it's tough for folks to decide what to do in society. It almost seems like everything will kill you, though,
Well, aspartame and GMO and BP corn is specifically designed. This is by design to soft kill Americans. I mean, other countries have outlawed these things. They don't allow it because they know it's not good for their people. Believe it or not, there are countries still out there that care about the masses, that do want to serve their people, that want to be prosperous and healthy and happy. And I believe, this is my humble yet somewhat accurate belief, that our founding forefathers felt the same way.
I think it's a good point. Kurt, what do you think, man? People are finding gold bars in India now, too.
it's amazing, isn't it, what there is in the news. But, that's right. In India, there's a report that where they actually found some gold bars and a whole pile of cash in a in some old lockers, Sam. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, somebody ought to come forward and say, oh, man, I forgot to clean out my locker. There was like $100,000 worth of gold bars in there. And I remember now I left that stuff in my locker. But, you know, I mean, interesting stuff, huh?
Well, how do you respond to that even, Kurt?
You know, I mean, I guess it's, at least for me, the reason I brought it up is I thought, well, I haven't seen that anywhere else. Gold bars and a bunch of pile of cash in, left in a locker. And what was amazing was the school didn't even just confiscate it. You know, they actually reported it. You know, I mean, here in America, they would have just, well, that must be a contribution for the school district, I think, you know, don't you think?
Well, and that's the problem is they dovetail all this into education. They dovetail all this into, you know, funding women's contraception or this kind of stuff. They always back it into their policies, to their agenda, Shane Harger.
Well, you know, I would have to concur. And you look at what's going on globally and certainly here in America, there's certainly a backdrop. There's this agenda and this push for Agenda 21, for birth control, and certainly to label anyone and everyone who's not part of the status quo. If you dare have an opinion, you dare not take the vaccines, you dare not approve of same-sex marriage, then you're ostracized, blackballed, and you know, have some type of a negative label stamped across your forehead. But I do have to agree.
What's next, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's at least a little more detail on this story. The gold and cash, they say, were worth nearly $260,000. They say the workers were cleaning out the, cleaning at this school, and they found this stash in unused lockers, which the school claims hadn't been used for 2 or 3 years. One of the lockers contained... they say 10 million Indian rupees. That adds up to $162,000, and that was cash. And another had more than 2 kilos of gold bars, which police said were solid gold. You know, not tungsten like in Fort Knox and stuff like that. But anyway, were solid gold and worth nearly 6 million rupees or $97,000. Of course, depends on the price of gold. But anyway, interesting stuff to find when you're cleaning out lockers, huh, Sam?
Yes, but it's no surprise. People have got to put their money somewhere, and that's as, unlikely as the place is.
Great point.
It's kind of like, yeah. I saw a movie last night, and then the bank robber stole a bunch of money from the bank, Kurt, and then it was Christmas time, and so then the FBI came into the house, and they're looking around trying to find, they're like, man, we can't find anything. And then someone's like, presents under the tree. This is how they start opening all these presents, and they're all full of cash. It's kind of like that, out here.
Well, yeah, you got to find a place to put it, most people think it's silly to put it in a bank where literally you lose money leaving your money in the bank.
I heard that. All right, I've tried to have people hang on, but everybody's dying to know, Shane Harger, what's up in your situation, in your case. I'm going to give a quick summary, then I want to let you rock and roll. Shane Harger, we met him at the first Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association conference, CSPOA.org, if you want to chime in and be part of it and get involved and donate, we'd love it. Anyway, Shane Harger went there, got harassed by the TSA, told his story, went home as a police chief in New Mexico, Jemez Springs, New Mexico. He got fired. They claim it had nothing to do with him going to the CSPOA, but the coincidental timing was very strange, to say the least. We don't believe it was coincidence. And then, long story short, things went from there to worse. Now a heroin drug addict female claims he sexually abused her. No evidence whatsoever, but they did put together a grand jury where the girl didn't show up. No real testimony. Shane Harger didn't get a chance to go. It was an absolute railroad. And now Shane Harger's finding himself in the position where he's had to hire a high-level attorney and fight this blow by blow. The truth shall come out. We're praying for the truth here. But that's kind of the story for Shane Harger. He's a patriot. He's been standing up for the Constitution and involved in the CSPOA for quite some time now. We're grateful for his involvement, but that's kind of where it stands. You're having to basically hire real attorneys to take care of business to defend yourself now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, my attorney, Ray Floyd, got a proven history of...
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Live, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I'm trying to manage a bunch of programs. I'm not doing too good at it. I didn't let the Power Hour folks know that we had to take a quick break. They went to commercial. Shane Harger was telling his story about what's happened to him. There's a female that's a drug addict with zero credibility claiming some type of sexual indiscretions against Shane Harger, and he's had to hire an attorney to fight that. Go ahead and continue, Shane, and just catch folks up.
Well, you know, whenever you're trying to do what's right, you're trying to stand for liberty. Whenever you can't attack the evidence, you attack the officer. That seems to be the way it is. And, you know, ever since I stood up to the TSA, joined the CSPOA, my life spiraled out of control, and I'm still standing at this point. And they may take me out, but I'm going to go out fighting. I do believe that the Constitution is worth fighting for. It's worth dying for, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, they're trying to bankrupt me, trying to ruin me, trying to discredit me. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to continue to fight and continue to stand for what's right, regardless of what they do. But I need everybody to keep me in their prayers, and certainly join the CSPOA if you're not already a member. You know, I'm the rep for the New Mexico District, and I would ask as many people under the sound of my voice to please go to CSPOA.org and join. You do not have to be a law enforcement officer. And what that's going to do is it's going to show other people that you're standing for liberty, that you're joining the fight. The more people that can join the fight, the better. And also, it's going to, the caveat to that is it's also going to help Sheriff Richard Mack in his struggles right now. For those that don't know, in my legal battles, and when I was arrested because I was accused falsely, Sheriff Mack put up $25,000 to help get me out.
Yeah, now when you say Sheriff Mack, the CSPOA did that. Sheriff Mack was a significant part of it. I just want to make sure that everybody who's donated to the CSPOA was part of that solution, is my point.
Absolutely. And Sheriff Mack certainly took money out of his pocket as well. And so I really want to do everything that I can to give back and to pay that forward, because that's what it's all about, helping your fellow man, helping the next guy down the line.
What needs to happen for you? Do you need more money at this point? Are you doing okay? Well, how's your family? Give me kind of some inside personal a little bit, will you?
Well, you know, I'm still struggling. I've got $25,000 left that I have to pay my attorney. So we've paid half. I have $25,000 still due. And then, of course, recovering from my broken leg, my own medical problems, I am still, you know, struggling financially. But I'm not asking people to help me at this point, because there are others that have a greater need. And certainly Sheriff Mack's one of those, and I want to see people do what they can to help him out.
All right, that's an important piece of the pie, to say the least. Your family's got food, your wife and child, everybody's doing okay, though?
Yeah, you know, our health is picture perfect, because we live a lifestyle of health, healthy living. And
except
healthy.
For when you ride those motorcycles that's ill-advised and break your leg. That's a little bit of, you know.
That was a freak accident. No fault of my own.
Shane Harger basically got on a motorcycle, ladies and gentlemen, broke his leg right after he got released from his false imprisonment. And then he had to keep his leg up and recover, right?
Yes, 3 months I was laid on my back.
But the point is, that's all behind you, and you're fit as a fiddle, huh?
It is. You know, I walk with a limp, but praise God, I'm healthy, and my family's healthy. We have food to eat and a roof over our head. There's not much more you can ask for than that.
Especially when everybody else is melting down in America.
This is absolutely true. You know, if you've read the headlines here in Albuquerque, you know, we've had like 6 shootings over the past 4 or 5 days. And things are just spiraling out of control. People are losing their minds. The unemployment rate in this town, let alone the state or this country, is astronomical. Government presents false statistics. Unemployment's barely over 5%. That's nonsense. People are standing in the soup line everywhere in this city.
Well, and in many cities, ditto across the country, is the sad tale to tell. There's businesses boarded up, folks are struggling, and even the people that are employed struggle to make it. They might have enough money to put PB&J on the table, but that doesn't mean they have enough money to pay all their bills, and it doesn't mean they're not one paycheck away from absolute disaster. And so the economy is struggling, and I think things are far from perfect. I think we need to learn to live thin, learn to live carefully. Learn to live within our means. Learn to realize we're not our daddy's generation, where you can have more of everything. Every year it gets better and more, quote, prosperous. Like, we're going the other way now. And I think there are answers, but it starts with realizing that it isn't about getting and spending or our want-based society. There are other answers, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you are listening to the Power Hour. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. 20% off on most items. Check it out today. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. And thank Joyce Riley for letting us fill in. Also, Liberty Roundtable Live. News the networks refuse to use. Hot on your radio. Quick pause. Shane Harger, our guest. You are listening to your favorite talk show on your favorite talk station.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, back to the live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby filling in for Joyce Riley. This is the Power Hour and Liberty Roundtable Live simulcast on your radio now. Got Shane Harger chiming in as our guest, ladies and gentlemen. So we got all kinds of good things going on. And I want to bring up a statement that Rand Paul said, and I want to get Shane Harger's response. Rand Paul, if you fly a drone over my house, I'm going to shoot it down with my shotgun. What do you think that guy running for president, Shane?
I say amen. You know, we have a right to privacy, and when people want to snoop on you, be it electronically or otherwise, you know, it's time to get some skeet shooting experience.
You know, the sad part is, you know, you got your rights. And you got your rights to privacy. And now the debate's going to be, do you have a right to the air around you? If somebody flies a drone above your house, is that your air, your property? Or is it the government's air, the government's property? And what if you shoot down that drone? It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the courts. But your point is well taken that we've got to make a stand.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're talking about the curtilage of your home, here in New Mexico, for sure, the courts have ruled that the curtilage of your home is your real and personal property. So if someone, you know, is becoming an electronic peeping Tom, and that's what it is. They're peeking in your windows using, a small aerial drone. That's obviously immoral, unethical, and unconstitutional. And you know, when people start trying to play games and semantics with the Constitution, that's when you start getting down a very slippery slope. Our framers framed the Constitution in such a manner where it was a no-brainer. You knew what your rights were, and they were not to be trampled.
Well, and you got a valid point, and at some point you say, hey, if somebody's violated my privacy with a drone, do I got the Castle Doctrine kicking in too? Is a drone just as hostile to my freedoms and privacy and safety as a gun may be, or some type of other weapon, or some type of intruder that may be threatening, etc.? And, you know, they've had these drones. Literally, there's been women that have been sunbathing in their bikinis and or in the nude, and etc., on their own properties, and a drone will come over and start snapping photos, and some women got up and went crazy and took out the drone and stuff in news articles that I've seen. So this is becoming a serious privacy battle, and we need the police officers to understand this battle and support our right to privacy and reject these violations of our rights, Shane.
Yeah, well, what better way to defend the Constitution than as a sworn peace officer when you've taken an oath to defend people's rights? And that's why I'm such a huge proponent of the CSPOA. It's something that it's just a wonderful idea to have people actually keep their oath, actually defend their oath to take care of their citizens, what they were sworn to do. I guarantee you this. If we get a constitutional county started in Arizona, and Sheriff Mag becomes elected as sheriff, I guarantee you drones won't be flying over people's homes in that county without being shot down.
There you have it. And on one hand, we're not trying to do violence here, but at some point, we've got to have civility here. At some point, the government has checks and balances. At some point, individuals have to understand you cannot just violate people. Kurt, you want to chime into this one?
You know, it's amazing to see where we are, I guess you could say. And, you know, on the one hand, you know, you hear stories like that, you know, like what's going on with the Rand Paul thing or so many other stories. And then you hear, hey, the positive parts where, you know, you've got people, you know, like Sheriff Mack planning to move to counties or to make their areas better places. And then you got, you know, chiefs of police like our buddy Shane Harger, who's standing up and saying, hey, we're not going to go there. We're going to push freedom forward. So we appreciate guys like Shane. Keep up the good work, Brother Shane.
Planned Parenthood's in the news, and Kurt has the breakdown.
Well, yeah, Planned Parenthood, isn't it amazing? You know, there's just so many, I guess you could say, pushbacks. I was talking to a person, and they said, they didn't know that Planned Parenthood was even around here, but they're celebrating something there at Planned Parenthood, Sam, even though they celebrated kind of in a weird way. They're celebrating Black History Month, although since 1973, they said 13 million African-American babies have been aborted, killed. That's more aborted in New York in 2012 than were born, by the way, Sam.
Oh,
and
a bunch
of that, the Holocaust, as you call it, the modern-day
Holocaust. It's the modern-day American abortion Holocaust, for sure. And what you've got, in my humble opinion, you know, is you've got a pro-death Planned Parenthood just bent on murder all over the nation. And then they want to talk about Black Lives Matter but not mention that. How's that going to fly, Shane?
Well, you know, I have to agree with you. I think that it's egregious and disingenuous, to say the least. Whenever they want to eviscerate the U.S. Constitution, they call it the Patriot Act. When they want to murder millions of unborn innocent children, they call it Planned Parenthood. Here in Albuquerque, Albuquerque is the murder capital of the United States, as far as I'm concerned, for murdering unborn children. People are lining up just off of Central Boulevard at the abortion clinic, funded by Planned Parenthood, none other than Planned Parenthood.
And sad to say, funded by our tax dollars. Recently, there's been a slight change in Congress, but it hasn't passed muster with the Senate or the White House yet. So the question is, will they really hold the line on funding or not? Time will tell.
I don't want my tax dollars going to fund murdering an unborn child. And now certainly they're looking at all these partial birth abortions and And I've even seen, you know, Mark Dice do a piece where he interviewed people on the streets, and they were signing a petition to allow home birth abortion. In other words, let your child be born and then murder it.
All right, now you realize that that's a modern day agenda pushed by professors at universities now. The idea is, look, mom gets pregnant. I mean, it was an accident in the first place. The whacked out people that believe in pro-life talk her into enduring the abuse and having the baby. Baby's born. They live with the baby for 3 or 4 years. Man, baby's just a pain in the derriere. You know what I mean? And so they want to be able to say, what's the difference if we just get rid of the kid now versus if we got rid of the kid before? And they act like there's no difference. They're calling it basically live abortions, not, you know, partial birth abortions or you know, any of that. It's now live abortions. And there's university professors literally on taxpayer payrolls making that claim right now, Shane.
That's absolutely absurd.
Well, again, it goes back to the eugenics movement. It goes back to the satanic belief that life is not relevant, that we can just say zero population is the answer, my friend, and try to destroy people with satanic agenda, trying to rout out God's agenda, which is pro-life, right? And that's really the battlegrounds, is it not?
It is. Kurt, how many children do you have?
We just have 6 boys and 5 girls. We just are up to 14 grandkids now, and we're waiting on another batch of
Wait
40.
A minute.
You
Why do you tell me how many boys and
food?
Girls you have separate, Kurt, but you don't do that with the grandkids? Come on. Be consistent, Kurt. Kurt's got 11 kids, ladies and gentlemen, 14 grandkids.
Can you imagine life without those beautiful children? I mean, seriously.
Good point.
Kurt, respond. Yeah. Could you imagine?
Well, you know, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, that's the way God blesses the earth. Every great invention that you enjoy right now, I do agree that the real source of it is God, but he puts the babies on the earth to bless people, not to curse them. And, you know, the enemy of all righteousness is the one who wants to kill them. And so we've got to be pro-life all the way.
Amen.
There you have it. Don't know what to say more than that about it, Kurt. Except when Planned Parenthood celebrates Black History Month, are they going to be fair and celebrate all histories? Are they going to celebrate White History Month, Kurt, you think?
I don't think so because, you know, these days, if you celebrated that, I mean, then you're for sure a racist,
you're racist.
Right, Sam?
Yeah, but I just
you
think...
You celebrate white history. You're a racist.
I'm cool with celebrating Black history and white history and Asian history and Latino history. I'll celebrate them all, man. I'm kind of like... Well, I don't want to say I'm like God. I guess I'm just saying I believe in that idea that I'm no respecter of persons.
And that's an admirable viewpoint. We all know the agenda behind this. You know, if I were Native American or if I were African American or if I were Asian, I would still feel the same way as I do now, that all peoples were created equal, and that we're all the creation of God Almighty, and we're to love one another as ourselves. And what's happening is the one world order is trying to divide us and turn whites against blacks and against Asians and so on and so forth, and so that we cannot come together in one mind and one accord, just to reiterate what I said earlier.
Well, the question is, what are we going to do about it to call a spade and be fair. I'm thinking that it's a racial idea. I'm fine with celebrating all cultures. I like to learn about different religions and different races and different histories and different vantage points and different cultures and different foods and different ways of life and different traditions. But I'm all good with that, Kurt.
But see, Sam, this proves that you're a racist. See, the only thing you're supposed to be all good with is promoting Black history. Whatever. Otherwise, hey, you're definitely a racist in this world we live in now, Sam. Just have to accept it, you know. And, you know, the fact is, even if you have hundreds of thousands of good Black friends or African-American people that you love and all that stuff, if you're the wrong color, Sam, you are just a racist.
Well, Sam, isn't it true, isn't it a fact that you're colorblind?
Well, it's a fact that I'm totally blind, that I don't even know what color Shane is.
That's See, right.
I don't know what
That's
color right. Kurt is. In fact, I don't even know what color I am, if you want to get technical.
That's right. Good point.
But you I know one thing.
Take our word for it.
I know one thing that Donald Trump said all, though. You ready? I'm an American.
Amen.
You're an American. Kurt's an American. And if you come here legally and or if you're an American, you're a friend of mine. And if you don't come here, if you come here but you're not legal, then I am concerned about your violation of the law. But I, you know what, I respect all people and all situations. And I think there's a lot of ways that we can truly come together, respect one another, learn about our differences. And we don't have to make that diversity card divide us. And we can really, truly treat all people as sons and daughters of the Almighty Creator. And we can leave it at that. We don't need to delve into the religious details or differences or theological divide tactics. We can say we know the author of liberty lives and he loves us and he made all of his children and he gave us all equal rights. God says he's no respecter of persons, which means, hey, your standing before God depends on how much you obey him or your willingness to obey him and do what he asks. It's that simple. And so I like to set aside all those differences, except for I'm fine with celebrating them. I'm ready to celebrate Black History Month and White History Month back to back and learn them out of both.
Well, I want to commend you.
I'm just a celebrating kind of guy.
For making a stand. Thank you for standing up for something.
I'm just a celebration kind of guy. That's all there is to it. You know?
You'd think Obama would be right along with you since he's black and white.
Well, hey, he could just start singing the Michael Jackson tune. Kurt, Tom Brady. Now, I don't know what color this guy is. I don't know if we should be talking about him or not.
He's a white guy.
Well, we probably ought to not talk about that guy.
Yeah, yeah. But the fact is he got chosen. Yeah, well, he's a black guy. So
wow.
You know, now you're okay. But anyway, bottom line is Tom Brady got chosen to be the MVP for the Super Bowl. But at the same time, the good guy, you know, received a fancy new truck from Chevrolet. But he turned it over to this Malcolm Butler, who is, well, a rookie. And, you know, he just won the game for him in Tom Brady's mind. And so it was nice to see he turned that new truck over to this young guy.
Hey, what if a black dude gave the white guy a truck, Kurt? Would that be okay?
Well, I think that would be okay because black guys can pretty much do anything, and it's okay. But in this case, they're...
But why would they ever give a truck to the white privilege?
Yeah, good point. True. Yeah, that's right. Those guys have everything anyway, right?
Yeah, come to my house and eat rice, and if you're lucky and we're doing okay, you get chicken in your rice and then talk about white privilege with me, would you please? Come on. I'm just saying, isn't that how it's fascinating? Do you really remember growing up and having a white privilege there, Shane?
You know, I can remember my mother coming home with a package of hamburger, and me and my twin brother literally jumping up and down celebrating that we had some meat for the first time in 3 months. We were so sick of eating beans and rice for 3 months that when my mother came home with ground hamburger, You would swore we had won the lottery.
There you have it. It just goes to
the party, man.
Yeah? Nothing like that.
But I was privileged to have those beans and rice.
Yes, you were.
No, it just goes to show that, you know what, we all have tough lives. The sins of yesteryear, you know, we believe in Adam being responsible for his own transgression. We're not responsible for Adam's choices or other choices of yesteryear generations. We are responsible for our own actions, and therefore, I'm not culpable for slavery. I'm not responsible for that, what happened in those days. In fact, if I would have been around, I would have been a William Wilberforce kind of a guy. Okay, but that doesn't change reality is that, hey, at some point, we're going to have to find a come-together moment, not a divide-and-conquer moment. And I believe that they're using vaccines, they're using race, that they got this Selma movie out, they got what's that, Unchained or whatever that other movie is or whatever. Now they're about to release The Mockingbird. I don't know if you call it a sequel, but it's like the Parent of the Mockingbird novel coming out here soon about black men raping white women. They're just trying to foster divide and conquer tactics, Shane Harger.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, to say the least. You know, I have my sister-in-law is African-American. my two nephews are half African American, half white, and I grew up in a very diversified culture, and I can tell you that, you know, I love people, period. And I find it very disheartening and very disingenuous whenever people start doing everything they can to play the race card, to try to divide people, to try and stir up dissent. We live in a nation of pot stirrers. They just want to stir the pot. They want to see strife and confusion. And, you know, the Bible says that where there's strife and confusion, there's every evil work. And I want none of it. I just want people to come together.
Amen to that. We got a quick break coming up. I know you can't hear the music on the Genesis side. However, I want to say this. I'm kind of taking a page out of the playbook of David A. Clark Jr., a black sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He says, hey, Al Sharpton, go back to the gutter where you came from. That isn't a racial issue, ladies and gentlemen. It's an issue about personal responsibility. You are listening to the Power Hour on your radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, back with you live. Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, joining Liberty Roundtable live, simulcast. I'm filling in for Joyce Riley. Do business with the good guys. 20% off on many, if not most, products. Go to the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Tell them Shane Harger sent you, too. Joyce would be grateful. Do business with the good guys. Talk about this racial issue. We're talking about how sad it is that they divide and conquer over race. They know full well it's not a racial issue. They do it because it's incendiary. They do it because it takes us out of the arguments. It shuts us up. The thing is that David A. Clark Jr. has taken on Eric Holder, who's black, said that he was race baiting, taken on Al Sharpton and said, go back to the gutter where you came from. because it's about personal responsibility. And we see very successful black gentlemen. David A. Clark Jr. is one of them. Ben Carson is another one of them. There's several of them who have really made a difference. In fact, I think one of them ran for president a couple of presidential election cycles back. I think his name is Allen. Do you know his last name, Kurt?
Alan Keyes.
Alan Keyes, yeah. Isn't he a black guy, Kurt?
Yes, he is.
Isn't that other guy that's the leader of Godfather? He used to be the leader of Godfather Pizza. What's that guy's name?
Yeah, let's see, he ran for president as well.
Yeah, what's that guy?
Let's see,
Godfather.
Look him up. Yeah.
All right, anyway, that guy, what's that guy's name, Shane? He ran for president?
I'm not sure.
Shoot, it's slipping. I know people are going to call us and try to give us the name, and as soon as they're going to say it, I'm going to be like, oh my goodness. Anyway, all I can tell you is there's plenty of black, successful, capable people. And the difference in these people is they don't have a racial smoldering hatred bone in their body. They're good people. And it's about...
Herman Cain.
Oh, Herman Cain. That's Herman.
Yeah,
Cain.
Yeah.
I didn't want to mix him up with John McCain because that's a white guy. I don't dare mix him up with a white guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That was a disaster. Now, all I'm saying is that these people have taken personal responsibility for their actions. They haven't blamed their situation on somebody else, Kurt, but they've simply worked hard. And they're reaping the rewards of the greatest country on the face of the earth. What do you think of that, Kurt, then Shane?
Just imagine that. Imagine, you know, but I'm sure it seems like I've heard guys talk about this and they'll say something like, well, yeah, but that's because he was in a different neighborhood or you know, something like that. You know, to me, these are great examples, and there's great ones today. You know, Ben Carson, for example, you know, you hear that guy's story and you say, hey, man, that's the kind of rags to riches story in America that can still exist.
Not only is it the kind of story that can still exist, but our buddy Lloyd Marcus is a black gentleman, and he signs all of his articles that he writes. He's a writer for Liberty Roundtable. And he tells me that he's black, and he basically calls himself an unhyphenated American, Shane.
Unhyphenated American. I like that.
And he just says, look, it isn't about any of these division things. We're all Americans. We're all standing together. We want to stand on moral principle. And he's a great writer. He's a talented singer. He travels around with the Tea Party and tells the tale of liberty and performs on the stage. The guy's tremendous. And we need more Americans to stand together and just simply mock and laugh at these divide tactics being used against us. We need to be smart enough not to believe the lie. All right, Shane, 20 seconds. What do you want to tell America, sir?
I want to tell people, wake up. Open your eyes. Start doing something with your neighbor. Put down your Sonotronic and start talking to your next-door neighbor about things that matter. That's the best place to start, right there.
Amen to that, Shane. Godspeed, my friend. Keep us posted on what you're doing. We're grateful for your involvement, your support, even if you are white. That was a joke. All right, thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for being alongside with the rest. We're all standing together for liberty. I don't care what color you are. If you believe in America, then you are my friend. Thanks for the opportunity to fill in for Joyce Riley. Thank you all for listening to the Power Hour. Go to thepowermall.com. Thank you for joining us on Liberty Roundtable Live simulcasting as well. We the people, along with Grace the Almighty, we can and will restore America. You're going to help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.